Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mr. Brooks, Mr. Dunn, bringing us back. One of my favorite songs, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm a veteran. And happy Veterans Day to you. Rich Gaydon is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. He makes his living in the world of politics, and he's a veteran. Rich, thanks again for being here. We had a big event yesterday in the history, I should say, in the operation of America. We have this political process that we go through. It's torturous sometimes. It's maddening sometimes. But it's if you love America and you love what we stand for and you love how we bake this cake that we produce every year and come out on the other side with something to eat. If you love all of that, it's also beautiful, isn't it?
It is, and it's got a rhythm of its own that we always complain about and we whine about, but we would certainly miss it because the other choices that people that we don't want would be choosing our leader.
That's exactly right, and I mean, look around. I mean, look at what Putin's doing in Russia again.
Yeah, exactly.
And other places. So, it's as maddening as it can be, folks. Pay attention to the news, and you'll say, "Wow, you know, I'd really what we got."
You know, I've had this discussion when I've been on like Sky TV and things like that. Mm-hmm. In a parliamentary system, the head of the party that wins the most seats becomes the prime minister, typically. Mm-hmm. But the fight to be the party leader is just as brutal and sometimes just as long as our. But they do it behind closed doors. You know, and I keep saying, we do ours out in public.
Right.
The same fight.
Right.
But we do ours right in the full glare of everybody.
That's right. Whatever we can do, you can watch, right?
but it's right there in front of you.
So the point is made. You made it in your column this week. We touched on it earlier with my previous guest. On the Republican side, of the 13 remaining candidates, only one, Graham, has ever suited up on the uniform.
That's right. He just retired as a full colonel. He was a lawyer in the Air Force. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was on active duty first.
Right.
Then he was a Air National Guard. Then he was Air Force Reserve.
Judge Advocate General.
Yeah, Rick Perry of Texas is a veteran, and on the other side, Jim Webb.
Mm-hmm. On the Democrat side, yeah.
He was also used to be a Republican too.
Yep.
But he was a senator, a U.S. senator. But he served in Vietnam.
He was a distinguished decorated veteran from Vietnam.
Yeah, right.
Yep. Absolutely. So, but isn't that interesting? You know, I've got a quick report here, Rich. We polled our audience this week about this, and we said on Veterans Day, as we think about Veterans Day, where do you fall on this list? And one was, I'm a veteran with active duty service, 23%. I'm a veteran of the Guard and Reserve, 13%, so that's 36%. One-third, just a little over one-third of my audience is considered themselves a veteran.
Wow.
49% said, I'm not, but someone in my family is, mm-hmm. close family. And 15% said, I'm not a veteran, nor do I have anyone in my family. So one-third of my audience, only one-third, is veteran. That may be skewed. I'm not sure the population is that high. What do you think?
Oh, no, I'm positive it's not. I thought you were saying it's really high. Oh, no. They went. You know, we have 320 million people here.
Yeah.
I don't know what the number is. I'll look it up after we get off the air. But I'll bet it's in the single digits.
Probably so. And only about 1% are actually on active duty right now. And so what do you think? Do you think that's a good thing in terms of the long-term health of the country? If patriotism and having served, having put something ahead of yourself for a period of time, as we do in the military, Do you think the diminishing number of people of citizenry who've had military background? Do you think that's a good thing or a bad thing?
That's a great question. I don't think either way. But what I do think, Jim, is that it should lead us down a slightly different path, and that is some sort of national service for 2 years for everybody. You know, when these people are talking about free college and reducing college debt and all this stuff, I got a good idea. Why don't you we will reduce your college debt by some big percentage for every year that you volunteer.
Absolutely.
As a hospital worker or as a, you know.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be military.
Right, exactly.
The word that I've used, I completely agree with you. The word that I've used, Rich, is you have to subordinate and inconvenience yourself to your country for 1-2 years.
Right.
You get three hots in a cot and a stipend, and that's it. You're going to feel like a monk, but we're going to work you into the ground. But you will come out on the other side, maybe less in debt and with a greater self respect and probably greater respect for your country.
And you will have met people that you would, as we did in the military.
Yes.
You will have met people that otherwise you would have never come into contact.
Absolutely. What would it take to make that happen? Is that a fairy tale now?
It
Rich?
Is. Yeah, I just don't think
it's. I don't know what it would take.
I don't think it. Well, I mean, we'll see.
When it should have happened in 73, I think when the Volar came in, Volunteer Army came in, and they abolished the draft. That's what would have been when we should have converted it, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
Point in time.
Yeah, and we had the mechanism to keep track of everything.
Yep, exactly. Rich Gaydon, ladies and gentlemen, Mullings.com, MULLINGS.com. This twice weekly cyber column. You'll want to check it out, and you'll thank me later when you do. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.